Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I am telling my daughter to just leave the rotisserie chicken on the countertop. Sorry.
No, it'll go bad. You can't leave it out all day.
Well, look, I'll be home soon. I mean, we'll be home in a couple hours. You think she should put it in the fridge? All right,
yeah,
fine.
You don't want lukewarm meat.
Put it.
That's where all the salmonella marinates and grows.
All right. Well, I didn't know because, you know, I'm married to a man and you're either one way or the other. He's like, oh, it's fine. Leave it out.
No.
Definitely. He thinks everything's fine. So y'all are like me. You think.
Yeah, fridge for sure.
Oh.
Because I have a 2-hour window, but I was like, well, I'll push it. I'll be home in 3 hours.
I mean, you probably wouldn't die, but I don't think it's worth it, especially when you have one sick child. I don't think it's worth everybody throwing up for the rest of the night just
Thanks,
to not
Allison.
Put it.
Thank you for the voice of reason.
But Jared Sinclair's just like that. He will eat stuff. Like, it's been in the refrigerator for 2 weeks, and I throw it away, and he gets mad at me.
Okay, yes, I'm married to that guy.
It's just not worth it.
No, thank you, no. Texters, let us know your opinion on this, because, I mean, it's like you're either one or the other. And I'm like, the rules say you have 2 hours. Same thing with ice cream.
Yeah.
2 hours before it unthaws, and then I got to throw it out. We made it home just in time with some Trader Joe's ice cream this weekend. It was delicious, by the way. But I do not want to leave things out. I don't want to die. I don't want to go see my husband as a patient. Well, I can't see him, but one of his partners, because I was throwing up because I left food out.
Yeah, it's just not worth the
gag.
I'm laughing because I'm the guy that puts stuff in the fridge and forgets it's there. So when I, the night before I was moving out of my Gaston apartment, I was like, all right, let's clean out the fridge. And I go and I'm like, oof. That's been in there for a long time.
Ooh. Is it like hairy by that time?
Well, one of them was milk, so.
Oh, delicious.
And the others were, it was not fun. But I was sitting there and I was like, because I would go on grocery trips and then put stuff in the fridge and then just forget it's there.
Yeah,
and,
so my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just okay.
Toss it. I'll give you the $3 for the milk if you need to rebuy it.
Definitely not.
Okay, I know this is a short segment. Can we give a little... I know some of our listeners may have not been up on the Candace Owens. It all kind of folds into the Turning Point, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes drama. But what's the latest? Because she did come out and make a statement about going to the tell-all at Turning Point.
Yeah, so if you missed yesterday's show, yesterday, Turning Point was setting up a live stream event with Candace, who has been very vocal about how Turning Point is complicit in Charlie Kirk's assassination. So then their producer, Blake Neff, set up a live stream for Candace and them to get together and talk about it. And it was set on December 15th at a certain time. Candace then retweeted that and said, kind of weird how you didn't email or call me to ask about times or availability and chose to instead tweet this confirmation out at midnight. Said that December 15th doesn't work in person, but that she'll gladly do it over Zoom. And then you scroll up a little bit and she said, it has been decided by the public that the best response for this and for my team is to live stream your live stream and provide commentary. Since you already picked our regular podcasting time, we look forward to providing live responses to your once and for all answers. So let me get this straight. It went from a in-person live stream to then a virtual live stream. And now it is Candace without them able to respond to her, giving commentary while watching their live stream.
So more of the same. Yes. More of the unaccountable subterfuge that is not real.
Like, if all it takes for her to get on a plane, okay, I understand if there's serious scheduling conflicts, like family or something, but if it's just that I can't miss my daily podcast, like, come on. Get on a plane. Your whole life has been this for months, and your one chance to put Turning Point on the spot, and you're going to provide commentary to their commentary. That's just so lame.
Did you see Tim Cast come out? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he basically said that she hates Charlie Kirk. She hates Turning Point. She hates Erica. She hates everything, and that this is just a massive
grift
plot to take them down. Y'all.
At this point.
The drama.
I believe it.
But y'all said it yesterday, and the more I thought about it, we are wasting so much energy on this. And after I watched her response and then she started talking about the Egyptian planes again,
oh,
I was like,
Lord.
Girl,
no,
you lost it.
You gone.
When we come back, we will get to our montage. Lots of news. We've got Steve Marshall in 3 o'clock hour. So stick around. We got lots to do.